It was 1934, in the middle of the Depression. And Jack Kent Cook and his wife did not know where their next meal was coming from. They slept in their car, which was literally stuck in the mud on the side of a road in Manitoba, Canada. They were completely broke. But he didn't give up hope. He was an encyclopedia salesman. 21 years old, he went into the town where he was stuck, tried everybody, the grain elevator operator, the local guy running the gas station. He tried everybody. Nobody would buy an encyclopedia. He'd almost given up hope. He saw the school principal in town. He went over. He spent 2.5 hours with him, finally persuaded the school principal to buy an encyclopedia for $5. With the $5, he bought 2 sandwiches for his wife and him and had somebody pull his car out of the ditch. That was the turnaround point, man, in his life, at least economically, right? When he died 3 years ago, at 84 years old, his net worth was $1 billion. You may have heard of this man before, have you? Jack Kent Cook? You may have heard of him as the owner of the Washington Redskins and the Los Angeles Lakers. Jack Kent Cook turned it around. That's our theme this morning, turnaround. Open your scriptures to the 3rd chapter of Revelation. The 3rd chapter of Revelation. Men, getting used to the space here. Men, the Laodiceans were completely broke. Let's pick up where we left off last week in verse 17, Revelation 3:17. John is the writer, but these are Jesus' words, writing through the Apostle John at the end of the 1st century in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? Verse 17, he says, "You say I am rich," talking to the Laodiceans. "You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched." You talk about being broke. Watch this. "Wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." Now, can you get any lower than that? Huh? Jesus tells them, "You're broke, you're out of gas, you're in the ditch, and you don't," remember last week? "You don't know it. You need a turnaround, but how are you going to turn around? How do you turn around when you find yourself in that kind of situation?" As we go into verse 18 here, remember this. The wonderful thing about Jesus Christ is that not only does he point out things in your life, which is very easy to do for us, right? We're all very apt to point out the speck in our brother's eye, for instance, but unlike us, Jesus always gives you the way back. Look at verse 18. Look at verse 18 here. "I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich." If you want to be rich, if you want to be rich, he's saying to us, buy from me. Buy from me. Come to me. It's never too late. And how do you buy from me? You buy from me without money, without labor, and without cost. Man, here is a deliverable here this morning. All you need to do is come to the point where you realize that you are completely broke. You bring nothing to the deal. That's all you need to do with Jesus Christ. is come to that point where you realize you bring nothing to the deal. And he says here, take off those filthy rags. Look at here. Gold refined in the fire. Okay. And white clothes. Buy from me white clothes to wear so that you can cover your shameful nakedness. Take off those filthy rags, he's saying, of sin and self-righteousness. And put on the white robes of justification and sanctification. Now those are big words, right? Justification, just as if you never sin, and sanctification, I'm going to make you the man and the leader that I want you to be. That's what it's all about. You're forgiven, and you become the person that Christ wants you to be. And incidentally, I bought these clothes for you through my life, my death, and my resurrection from the dead. And then he says to these people, noted for their eye medicine, noted for their eye medicine, which we pointed out last time, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Buy salve for me. Give up your own wisdom and reason, which are making you blind to the things of God. A lot of smart people around. I'm telling you, it seems to me they're getting smarter and smarter in the information age. What he's saying here is, put off your own wisdom and reason, which are making you blind to the things of God. Resign yourself, man, he's saying to us here this morning, to my word and my spirit. Did you know that Laodicean means I can do it myself? Did you know that? Bob, check that out, will you? Bob is our resident etymologist. You know what an etymologist is? He's a wordsmith, wordsmither. If you don't have Bob's newsletter, talk to him about getting some good quotes every Friday. Turnaround means biblically, come to me. You know, in that 11th chapter of Matthew, he says, come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. It's not an it. It's not a place. He's a person. Come to me. And I will turn you around, men, through love. Right? It's his kindness that leads us to repentance. Look at here at verse 19. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. What a promise. Men, did you know this? That if he's saying to us here, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't bother with you. I'd give up on you. Aren't you glad that he's like that? I would leave you alone. I wouldn't rebuke you. And of course, this thought is repeated throughout the Bible, especially in Hebrews 12, where the writer says, he who loves, he chastens and whips in the shape. Aren't you glad that he's whipped you in the shape? I just proofed Raymond's talk last in April, where he talked about the Lord never giving up on us and whipping us in the shape and always trying to move us ahead. Aren't you glad he's that kind of a God? And he says, if you comply and repent, if you are earnest with me, I am graciously pleased. Look at verse 20. I'm graciously pleased. He says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and have dinner with him, sup with him, the older translation says, and he with me. What a promise. He's saying, I'm standing outside the door. I'm ready to pay you a kind visit. He finds the door shut up against him. How do we shut that door? What are the ways we shut the door? Ignorance, unbelief, and sinful prejudice. Most people deal with God and Jesus Christ, men, out of superstition more than they do out of knowledge. It breaks my heart and my own family. It breaks my heart. They have all these ideas about God, but they've never read the Bible. And that's the way most people are. Ignorance, unbelief, and sinful prejudice. But he does not withdraw. This is the picture that John's painting here. He doesn't withdraw. He keeps standing outside the door, and he keeps knocking through his word and through his Holy Spirit. He keeps knocking. And he's saying, those who open it will enjoy the greatest of all comforts that you can imagine. And what is that? What is the greatest comfort that any man can experience in his life? It's the presence of Jesus Christ in his own life. I will sup with him and he with me. I will have breakfast with you. I will have lunch with you. I will have dinner with you. That's what he's talking about here. Am I crazy? Or is this good stuff? Huh? Man, when he comes to dinner, he brings the best part of the dinner, which is himself. That's what the Bible is teaching. We can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, 25 years ago, when I start hitting the wall, really hitting it real bad, I've talked to you about this till you're sick of it, I said there's got to be something bigger that I could get personally involved in. I had the largest sale in the history of the division I was in, $300,000 a month. The average sale was $10,000 a month, and I got one for $300,000. What do you do after that? I said, there's got to be something more in life than this. And I never realized God was just setting me up for the whole enchilada. Right? He was setting me up for the whole enchilada. Men, eternal life, relationship with God through Jesus Christ is big enough for any man here this morning. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay. Men, he is slow, he is compassionate, he is gracious, he is slow to anger, he is full of love and truth, and he is offering to every man here this morning a relationship with him. The conclusion this morning. Men, what do we give up by refusing to open the door of our heart to Christ? What do we give up? You guys, half of you are salesmen, right? What did somebody say about Mark Christopher? He was involved in the ultimate transaction, right? This is the ultimate transaction. You guys that are deal makers, and you know, three-fourths of you here are doing some kind of a deal, right? Charlie just moves from one thing to another. He just goes where the money is, right? Okay? But here's the conclusion this morning. Jack Kent Cook and his wife were in the ditch economically, men. Literally stuck in the mud, and a $5 deal turned them around. It taught Jack one thing, and this is real practical, and it's spoken to me here. It taught him to never give up when chasing something you want. Don't give up. Sometimes it's just around the corner, and all you have to do is keep going. I've young man I'm counseling in med school, he told me how tough it was, and he wanted to leave, and he said, I've got a roommate that's mortgaged his whole life just to get through med school, and he said, I'd never do that. My father's paying for this. I feel bad about it. I said, listen, the fact that it's tough may mean that Jesus Christ is in it, not that he's not in it. He said he saved that voicemail for the rest of his life. That's been my experience. Sometimes it's just around the corner. Don't give up. And that is what Jack Kent Cook learned from that. He's about to give up, and he tried one more time. Jim, don't give up. The Laodiceans, men, are proof that in Christ, anyone can turn around spiritually. Any group can turn around spiritually. Even though these Laodiceans were overrun with lukewarmness and self-confidence, which to Jesus Christ, men, is nauseating. He said last week, I am ready to throw you up. I'm ready to spit you out of my mouth. But through the gracious, incredible, gracious love, through his rebuke and through his counsel and his mercy, look at his promise in verse 21 as we conclude this morning. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Men, right up to the end, Christ remains gracious. He is intimating here. Listen to this now. This is the real Jesus Christ. He's intimating here that he too had temptations and conflict. He said, I who overcame. And he's saying to you, I'm not aloof. I'm not distant. I know everything that you're going through. I'm not unable to identify with your struggles. What did Satan tempt him with after he fasted for 40 days? He was hungry, right? And then he tempted him with power and prestige, right? Satan said, you can have the whole world. Let me ask you, did Jesus Christ really enjoy being despised and rejected of men? Do you think he enjoyed it? Do you think he looked forward to it? No. His whole ministry was going against the grain. And he's saying here this morning, I know what you're going through. I overcame, and I'm telling you, if you overcome, then I'm sitting on my Father's throne, and someday you'll sit there with me. And if you overcome the temptations of this world, and come and sit with him, and one day we'll rule the whole world together. I don't know how that's going to work, but that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. How about you? What a deal. You come empty-handed. You come empty-handed. You bring nothing to the deal, and you walk away with the whole world. Huh? Betrayed. The challenge this morning, take God at his word, men. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm leaving a painting, a picture of a famous painting down here. As you walk out, get a tape from March and get one of these paintings. It's famous, that shows Jesus Christ standing out the door and knocking. Maybe you've gone down the wrong road. Maybe you're even in the ditch. Invite him to come into your life. Invite his presence in your life today. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's have prayer. Lord, I'm glad you're who you are. Even the Laodiceans, you even gave them a way back. We can always turn around with you. Anytime we want to, all we have to do is take you at your word. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Thank you for that promise, and we take you at your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.